We must hurry, Omega. Shift. Angelita closed her eyes and curled her hands into fists. For several minutes, she struggled, trying to pull her inner wolf forward. Serial waited and watched, her heart breaking for the girl. Shifting forms, while natural, still took time to learn. It took strength and mental skill to access the magic of their kind. Angelita wasn't ready yet. The Dyer glanced at Serial before placing a hand on Angelita's arm, stopping her. Omega, we need to keep moving.
I can do this.
No, I don't think you can.
Yes.
Angelita's eyes went dark, her shoulders back, and her hands and fists.
I'll show you. I just need a minute.
The man glanced around the woods. We don't have a minute.
I can do this on my own.
Angelita's voice rose, almost yelling at the man. He glared at her, eyes streaked with liquid silver and glowing. Then shift, Omega.
Give me a minute.
Angelita cried, her face red. There is no time for waiting. We must move. He grabbed her arm at the elbow and placed his other hand on her forehead. Shift now. Serial took a step back, growling at the energies he sensed surging from the earth. Angelita's eyes went wide as what felt an awful lot like some kind of bastardized alpha order exploded into the clearing. She dropped her head back, body tense, as the force around her brought her to her toes, pulling her up, bending her body to someone else's will. Angelita's jaw fell open, her throat working as if to scream, but no sound came out. She was silent, stretched and taut, and screaming her agony in her own mind. Slowly, Angelita began to change, bones and muscles rearranging themselves into a lupine shape. The girl trembled, body tense, fighting every alteration. Serial whimpered as she watched, horrified. Changing so slowly would be painful. More than just painful. It would be torture. She couldn't take bearing witness to it any longer. Serial shifted human, yelling to Angelita even before she'd fully made the switch.
Relax. Don't fight it. It won't hurt so much if you stop fighting.
Angelita's head fell to the side, her eyes meeting Serial's, looking tired and so very frightened. The older shifter nodded, giving the girl a small smile.
It'll be okay. Just fall into it. Let your wolf take over. She'll protect you.
As Angelita began to shift faster, closing her eyes and allowing her wolf to push through, Serial walked to the side of her mate. His body tensed as she approached, his eyes locked in the shifting form of the younger girl. Serial saw his regret in the clench of his jaw, the tick of a muscle near his eye. He hadn't meant for Angelita's shift to go so wrong. Not able to stand seeing him in distress, Serial walked right up beside him, purposely brushing her shoulder against his arm. He jerked and looked down, obviously surprised when her skin met his. Serial waited, watching him, continuing to touch him in her subtle way. Wolves, as pack animals, relied on touch. They needed it. Touch from a packmate could calm the nerves or lessen a bout of sadness. Her mate acted as if he didn't like to be touched, but Serial knew differently. The need for physical contact was part of who they were, in their nature. Touch healed. Serial stayed where she was, leaning into his arm until he sighed and pressed back, taking comfort and giving it all at the same time. She smiled up at him before leaning her head against his bicep and looking back to where Angelita stood. And then they waited for the young girl to finish the longest shift Serial had ever seen. Once fully wolf, Angelita fell to the grassy floor of the forest. Serial followed, shifting without moving away from her mate, brushing her fur against his leg as she waited. Angelita's red wolf was petite, but obviously strong, with a lean yet muscular physique. Serial could tell she'd be able to handle the run once she physically recovered from that horrible shift. Recovering mentally would be a different story. It took Angelita several seconds to be able to push to her feet, her chest still heaving and her legs wobbly. She looked exhausted. Serial hurried to her, nuzzling and whining at the little wolf, trying to give the girl the support she obviously needed.